Here is a claim you have probably made, or read, or are planning to write. Bildung forms the whole person. It sounds right, it feels true, but it is also, on its own, nearly useless. Say it to a skeptical reader and they will ask, how, through what process? By what means does a text, a tradition, a difficult conversation, or a year of serious study actually change a person? Without an answer, the claim floats, it becomes decoration. The word mechanism is the answer to that question, not a machine, not a rigid checklist. A mechanism, in this sense, is an intelligible account of how something happens. It names the bridge between external learning and internal transformation. Think of a mechanism the way a physician thinks of a causal pathway. They do not mean gears. They mean, here is the intelligible sequence by which this cause produces this effect. That is what the Bildung mechanism does. It shows how encounters with knowledge, tradition, art, difficulty, and responsibility stop being external content and become formed capacities within the learner. Capacities for seeing, judging, writing, choosing, and participating responsibly. Now, the mechanism is not automatic. It is not guaranteed. It is recursive, uneven, and often delayed. Later encounters revise earlier interpretations. Formation cannot be produced on a schedule, but it is intelligible, and that intelligibility is what gives your paper its explanatory force. Before the mechanism can do its work, the term itself needs precision. Bildung is whole person formation. Self-cultivation through sustained engagement with knowledge, culture, language, tradition, difficulty, dialogue, art, nature, work, and responsibility. The word comes from Bild, meaning image, and Bilden, meaning to form or shape. Its language already links education with making. Bildung is not schooling, not credentialing, not information accumulation, not cultural polish, not self-optimization aimed at performance metrics. Humboldt understood it as the harmonious development of human powers through an active, reciprocal relation between the self and the world. That world relation is essential. Formation is not a private interior project, it happens in contact. The mechanism runs like this: encounter, then attention, then interpretation, then struggle, then practice, then internalization, then transformed judgment. Seven movements, not seven steps in a fixed order, a recurring formative rhythm. Each movement does distinct work. Together they explain how a person who reads Gadamer seriously is not the same person afterward. Not because they stored new information, because something in how they see, judge, and write has shifted. That shift is Bildung. Now, Evan, each movement deserves its own treatment. An encounter becomes formative when you meet something that exceeds your current assumptions, a text that does not confirm what you already think, a tradition that challenges your categories, a difficulty that your existing concepts cannot resolve. For example, the first time you read Gadamer seriously and realized that understanding is not retrieval but dialogue, that was an encounter. The encounter alone is not enough. Attention is the gate. Sustained, patient openness allows the object of study to challenge and reshape you instead of being consumed as disposable information. Skim a difficult text and it passes through. Hold it with attention and it begins to work on you. Interpretation is where meaning-making begins. For Gadamer, education is inseparable from self-education. Teachers and texts can invite formation, but the learner must participate in understanding. That participation is dialogical. You bring your prior assumptions, the text brings its claims. Understanding emerges from that friction. Which brings us to struggle. Struggle is not evidence of failure. It is productive friction. It exposes the limits of your current concepts and creates pressure for more adequate judgment. When you wrestle with whether Bildung is elitist, whether tradition excludes, whether formation is available to everyone, that wrestling is not a detour. It is the mechanism working. Practice is where insight becomes enacted ability. Reading, writing, revising, speaking, questioning, judging, and trying again. The key idea here is that formative practice changes how an activity is performed, not merely how often. Repetition without formation is just repetition. Internalization is the shift that follows. What was external becomes a relatively stable capacity. Vocabulary becomes perception. Sources become distinctions. Discipline becomes readiness. Aristotle called this kind of stable form disposition a hexis, a settled character trait underlying action. Bildung is broader than Aristotelian virtue ethics, but the analogy holds. Internalized formation is not a memory. It is a way of being. The visible fruit of the mechanism is transformed judgment, not more stored content, better seeing, wiser judging, clearer writing, more responsible action, deeper participation. That means the test of Bildung is not how many sources you can cite. It is whether your perception, your sentences, your distinctions have changed. Consider your own paper process, Evan. Printing papers, reading Gadamer, Alba, Bruford, Humboldt. Typing notes, wrestling with elitism, worth, tradition, assigning source roles, drafting clearer paragraphs. That is the mechanism running. Encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, and the result is a writer whose judgment is more formed than when they began. Name the dangers clearly. Do not make the mechanism automatic. Do not make it linear. Do not make it elitist or achievement-based. Do not reduce it to self-improvement or purely psychological change. Real formation is recursive, relational, and often delayed. Now the takeaway for your paper. Here is a formulation you can adapt directly. By mechanism, I do not mean a mechanical sequence but a recurring formative movement by which encounters with knowledge and the world are attended to, interpreted, struggled with, practiced, and internalized until they become capacities of judgment and action. That sentence does the philosophical work. It distinguishes your claim from both machine thinking and vague abstraction. The mechanism matters because it converts Bildung from a beautiful abstraction into an explainable account of how learning becomes formation. The chain is encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. Each movement is distinct. Together they are the answer to how. How does a text change a person? How does difficulty become capacity? How does study become judgment? The mechanism answers. And when your paper can answer that question clearly, the claim that Bildung forms the whole person stops floating. It lands. It holds. It does work. Now the encounter deserves more than a passing mention. Think of the first time a source genuinely stopped you, not because it was difficult in a technical sense, because it exceeded what you already assumed. Humboldt understood this as the essential condition of formation. The self meets the world, and that meeting is not passive, it is reciprocal. The world presses on the learner presses back. That friction is where formation begins. For example, reading Bruford on the German tradition of self-cultivation and realizing that Bildung was never about acquiring cultural ornaments, it was about the development of human powers through genuine world relation. That realization is an encounter. It does not form you by itself. But it opens the gate. Attention is where most formation fails, not because the encounter was absent, because it was skimmed. The key idea is this. Sustained openness is what allows an object of study to work on you rather than pass through you. Skim Gadamer and you collect phrases. Hold Gadamer with attention and your assumptions begin to shift. That shift is not automatic. It requires patience. It requires returning. The difference between a reader who consumes a text and a reader who is changed by it is almost always a difference in the quality of attention brought to the encounter. Attention is not passive waiting. It is active, disciplined holding. Interpretation is where the learner stops receiving and starts participating. Gadamer's insight is precise here. Education is inseparable from self-education. A teacher can invite, a text can challenge, but understanding only emerges when the learner enters the dialogue. You bring your prior assumptions, the source brings its claims, the tension between them is not a problem to eliminate, it is the engine of meaning-making. That means interpretation is never neutral, it is always a fusion, your horizon meeting the horizon of the text. And that fusion, when it happens honestly, changes both what you understand and how you understand. Struggle is the step most learners misread. When you wrestle with whether Bildung is elitist, whether tradition excludes, whether formation is available to everyone, that discomfort is not a sign that something has gone wrong. It is the mechanism working. Friction exposes the limits of your current concepts. It creates pressure for more adequate judgment. Formative struggle is not proof of inadequacy. It is the circumstance through which capacities become more differentiated and resilient. The person who never struggles with a source is probably not being formed by it. They are confirming what they already knew. Real formation requires the encounter to exceed the current self. Practice is where insight becomes enacted ability. Reading, writing, revising, questioning, judging, and trying again. The key idea is that formative practice changes how an activity is performed, not merely how often. Repetition without formation is just repetition. Internalization follows. What was external becomes a relatively stable capacity. Vocabulary becomes perception. Sources become distinctions. Discipline becomes readiness. Aristotle called this kind of stable form disposition a hexis, a settled character trait underlying action. Bildung is broader than Aristotelian virtue ethics. But the analogy holds. Internalized formation is not a memory. It is a way of being. That way of being is what your paper is ultimately trying to describe. Consider your own paper process, Evan. Printing papers, reading Gadamer, Alves, Bruford, Humboldt, typing notes, wrestling with elitism, worth, tradition, assigning source roles, drafting clearer paragraphs. That is the mechanism running in real time. Encounter. A source exceeds your current framing. Attention. You return to it, annotate it, sit with it. Interpretation. You begin to see what role it plays in your argument. Struggle. The tensions between sources create pressure. Practice. You write, revise, write again. Internalization. Your distinctions sharpen, and the result is a writer whose judgment is more formed than when they began. That is not self-improvement. That is build-em. Name the dangers clearly. Do not make the mechanism automatic. Do not make it linear. Do not make it elitist or achievement-based. Do not reduce it to self-improvement or purely psychological change. Real formation is recursive, relational, and often delayed. Now, the takeaway for your paper. Here is a formulation you can adapt directly. By mechanism, I do not mean a mechanical sequence but a recurring formative movement by which encounters with knowledge and the world are attended to, interpreted, struggled with, practiced, and internalized until they become capacities of judgment and action. That sentence does the philosophical work. It distinguishes your claim from both machine thinking and vague abstraction. The mechanism matters because it converts building from a beautiful abstraction into an explainable account of how learning becomes formation. The chain is encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. Each movement is distinct. Together they answer the question of how. How does a text change a person? How does difficulty become capacity? How does study become judgment? The mechanism answers, and when your paper can answer that question clearly, Evan, the claim that Bildung forms the whole person stops floating. It lands. It holds. It does work. Bildung is not finished. It has no final endpoint. But the mechanism gives it shape, and shape gives your argument force. Now name the dangers clearly. The mechanism is not automatic. Encounter a difficult text, and nothing is guaranteed. Attention can be performed without being real. Interpretation can become self-confirmation. Struggle can harden rather than open. Practice can calcify into routine. The key idea is this. Formation is recursive, uneven, and often delayed. A source you read today may not reshape your judgment until months later, when a different encounter reactivates it. That means the mechanism cannot be treated as a checklist. It is not linear. It is not elitist. Formation is not reserved for those with institutional access or cultural credentials. It is not achievement-based, and it is not purely psychological. Real building is relational. It happens between a person and a world, between a learner and a tradition, between a writer and a source that will not yield easily. The takeaway for your paper, Evan, is precise language. Here is a formulation you can adapt directly. By mechanism, I do not mean a mechanical sequence but a recurring formative movement by which encounters with knowledge and the world are attended to, interpreted, struggled with, practiced, and internalized until they become capacities of judgment and action. That sentence does philosophical work. It separates your claim from machine thinking. It separates it from vague abstraction. It tells a reader exactly what kind of process you are describing, one that is intelligible, formative, and human. Use it as a definitional anchor. Build your argument around it. The mechanism matters because it converts building from a beautiful claim into an explainable account. The chain is compact. Encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. Each movement is distinct. Together they answer the question of how. How does a text change a person? How does difficulty become capacity? How does study become judgment? The mechanism answers. Building is not finished. It has no final endpoint. New encounters can always revise earlier understanding, but the mechanism gives the process shape. And shape gives your argument force. When your paper can show not just that building forms the whole person, but how that formation moves through intelligible stages, the claim stops being decorative. It becomes explanatory. That is the difference between a concept and a theory. And that, Evan, is what you are building. The mechanism is not a checklist. That is the key idea. You cannot tick off encounter, move to attention, and declare yourself formed. Formation is recursive. It loops back. A source you read today may not reshape your judgment until months later, when a different encounter reactivates it. That delay is not failure. It is how formation actually works. The chain, encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment, describes a rhythm, not a staircase. Each movement is distinct. Together they answer the question of how. How does a text change a person? How does difficulty become capacity? How does study become judgment? The mechanism answers. Now name the dangers clearly, because they are real. Do not make the mechanism automatic. Encounter a difficult text and nothing is guaranteed. Attention can be performed without being real. Interpretation can slide into self-confirmation. Struggle can harden rather than open. Practice can calcify into routine. And the mechanism is not elitist. Formation is not reserved for those with institutional access or cultural credentials. It is not achievement-based. It is not a self-improvement program. Think of the difference. Self-optimization asks what you can produce. Bildung asks what kind of person you are becoming. Those are not the same question. Real formation is relational. It happens between a person and a world, between a learner and a tradition, between a writer and a source that will not yield easily. The takeaway for your paper, Evan, is precise language. Here is a formulation you can adapt directly. By mechanism, I do not mean a mechanical sequence but a recurring formative movement by which encounters with knowledge and the world are attended to, interpreted, struggled with, practiced, and internalized until they become capacities of judgment and action. That sentence does philosophical work. It separates your claim from machine thinking, it separates it from vague abstraction. It tells a reader exactly what kind of process you are describing, one that is intelligible, formative, and human. Use it as a definitional anchor, build your argument around it. The mechanism matters because it converts Bildung from a beautiful claim into an explainable account. Bildung is not finished, it has no final endpoint. New encounters can always revise earlier understanding. But the mechanism gives the process shape, and shape gives your argument force. When your paper can show not just that Bildung forms the whole person, but how that formation moves through intelligible stages, the claim stops being decorative, it becomes explanatory. That is the difference between a concept and a theory. The compact chain is encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. Each step does distinct work. Together they make the whole person claim hold, and that, Evan, is what you are building. The mechanism matters because it converts Bildung from a beautiful claim into an explainable account. Think of the difference between saying a bridge holds weight and being able to show why it holds, the materials, the tension, the load distribution. The mechanism does that for Bildung. It shows the load-bearing structure. The compact chain is this: encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transform judgment. Each step is distinct. Each does work the others cannot. Together they answer the question of how. How does a text change a person? How does difficulty become capacity? How does study become judgment? The mechanism answers. Now, remember this. Bildung has no final endpoint. New encounters can always revise earlier understanding. A source you read today may not reshape your judgment until months later, when a different encounter reactivates it. That delay is not failure. It is how formation actually works. The chain describes a rhythm, not a staircase. The key idea is that recursion is built into the process. Formation loops back. It is uneven. It is often delayed. And it is relational. It happens between a person and a world, between a learner and a tradition, between a writer and a source that will not yield easily. The takeaway for your paper, Evan, is precise language. Here is a formulation you can adapt directly. By mechanism, I do not mean a mechanical sequence, but a recurring formative movement by which encounters with knowledge and the world are attended to, interpreted, struggled with, practiced, and internalized until they become capacities of judgment and action. That sentence does philosophical work. It separates your claim from machine thinking and from vague abstraction. It tells a reader exactly what kind of process you are describing, one that is intelligible, formative, and human. Use it as a definitional anchor. When your paper can show not just that Bildung forms the whole person, but how that formation moves through intelligible stages, the claim stops being decorative. It becomes explanatory. That is the difference between a concept and a theory. Bildung is whole person formation. The mechanism is how that formation moves, and now, Evan, you can say both, and mean both.